take. But as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We can share.
There I go. And welcome to the Center Path on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. I'm your host for the next 2 hours. It's Thursday, July 28th, 2022. Yes, the year of the Catch-22. Joe Biden is getting ready to declare a climate change emergency and assume dictatorial powers. According to Alex Jones, the large amount of documents that he received dealing with Biden's emergency climate change declaration executive order says that He'll forbid all oil and gas drilling in the United States, and he will ban all oil and gas exports in the United States. Essentially, they're shutting the lights off. Oh, really? Well, that shouldn't get the people out in the street, should it? Oh, it's such a clown show. Don't you know? I'm just, you know, I thought Trump was going to be the dictator. I guess it's going to be Biden. Doesn't really seem like a fearless leader, though. Seems like a fearless clown. Well, he's from Arden, so you know he's got to be good. First Marquis of Hell adept as president. I'm impressed. I don't know about you. Small town boy makes good. That's all I got to say. Pedo Pete. Yeah, excellent. I'm in the chat room. Good. Miss Dr. Rose show tonight, which I really shouldn't have, but I did. I'll catch it on the archives. And you can catch Revolution Radio's free archives and listen to any show we produce here at Revolution Radio at your leisure. And take advantage of it. You should be downloading and keeping on a external hard drive all your favorite shows. Because if you haven't noticed, they're making truth illegal. And having Professor Mark Skidmore talk about, you know, he says $21 trillion is definitely stolen. It's probably more than that. I say it's $100 trillion, but, you know, what do I know? I mean, when the repo market at the Fed is $1 trillion overnight, we're talking some shaky, shaky financial goings on. Let's see. I should talk about the announcement by the World Health Organization that monkeypox is a global health pandemic. Here's some nice article headlines. America's decline is irreversible. Fed's 2% inflation, a fairy tale ending in more. Analysis. Hungary, the benefits of famine, according to central planners. I mean, are we being gaslit? Are we being lied to? I mean, how can anyone? Well, it's the UN publishing this. So, of course, how could anyone? The Satanists. The UN published a piece explaining the quote-unquote benefits of the famine they've engineered because of their global COVID-19 lockdowns and destroying the Western economies. Lovely. I don't know, folks. Well, in positive news, I'm going to do some positive news. I got my physical streaming studio set up pretty much done. I downloaded streaming software from Steam Labs. And I'm going to learn how to do OBS. And stream 2 hours a day, roughly 12 hours apart. 1 hour EFT tapping shows. And then I'm going to do a Jay Parker show on Twitch on Tuesday night. I'll take calls in the second hour. And in the first hour, I'm going to give a quote-unquote Mark Passio-style presentation, which means I'll be going through a deck of slides and explaining the historical context of my talk. And that's what I've got on my plate. I've been taking Mark Passio's computer class for the last 3 weeks, and I have to say, and I witnessed this firsthand, known Mark since 2008, and honestly, he's the only person I've ever met that even remotely understood the hell I went through. Because a lot of people, they hear about MK Ultra, torture-based mind control, pumping people full of devil spirits. You can read all about it in Fritz Springmeier and Cisco Wheeler's excellent book, How to Create an Undetectable Mind Control Slave. And it's probably in PDF form on the web for free. Just saying. It's certainly on ConspiracyCon. They've got a lot of people have PDF versions of books. And Fritz Springmeier has done that excellent book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. And, you know, unless you read those two books, you really, really don't have a clue. Because we have 40 million dark occult in America. They own this place. The banking elite, the politicians, the vast majority are dark occultists. They just wave and smile at you, but, you know, look at the Bush family. Prescott Bush financed Hitler. Prescott Bush put an ad in to a California newspaper looking for young men interested in running for Congress. Who did he choose? Richard Milhouse Nixon. Amazing. And of course, the rest is history. Then you have George Herbert Walker Bush, who ran the CIA's end of the John F. Kennedy assassination in Dealey Plaza. Punched his ticket to be president. And when he was Reagan's vice president, and they had Hinckley shoot Reagan. What's amazing, when there's a photograph from the side of Reagan getting shot, and you look at the picture, and there's an open window on the second floor. An open window on the second floor, 30 feet from the president. Bullet missed Reagan's heart by, like, what, half an inch? Hinckley was a heck of a shot, right? Sure he was. But Reagan lived, and he was never the same after he got shot. I mean, he was somewhat himself, but for all intents and purposes, George Herbert Walker Bush and the CIA ran America. And Reagan thought he was numero uno, but he was just a jelly bean eating front man. Sad but true. I mean, when you have Reagan signing the SNL bill that changed SNLs into commercial bangs, I think it was in 83. He had Paul Laxalt, Nevada senator, who strangely looks almost identical to the senator the mafia set up for the murder of that prostitute. In the movie Godfather 2, you know? Just doppelganger, so to speak. Is Hollywood trying to tell us something? I don't know. But in Kathy O'Brien's book, Transformation of America, a book that everyone should read, you can go to Kathy O'Brien, her website, and order a copy of it for yourself. I think she'll even sign it. And she's written three books. One's on overcoming post-traumatic stress disorder. Another one is on her and Mark Phillips' dealings with the government and their cover-up of MK Ultra and child trafficking and child abuse. It's just one horror story after another. But the real God, the God beyond consciousness, you know, has protected Kathy and let her tell her story. One of the stories she tells is how Dick Cheney would rape her and George Herbert Walker Bush would rape her toddler daughter. And George Herbert Walker Bush used modern electronic mind control methods on Kelly, and she has yet to recover. But no, to a mass murdering pedophile, what's another destroyed human life? Nothing. Just like the UN, the benefits of famine. These are the people you want running the world? Really? The benefits of central planning famine. I'll be reading that article. But I'm looking at the headlines below. Oh, boy. Massive Chinese rocket in uncontrolled descent expected to crash into Earth in days. Nice. Air is at the extreme latitude of 41.5 have higher chances of reentry. This includes Iowa. This includes Iowa, but the chance of at a specific location remains very small. All the trips to Davos have gone to Larry Fink's head, as Larry, Mike et al. Grasp for themselves the power and trappings of tyranny in order to advance policies that will destroy both liberty and prosperity for the American people. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Goldman Sachs is warning people. Yeah, this is how you know COVID-19 was never about the flu. Because that's what SARS-CoV-2 is. It's a bad case of flu. Here we go again. Wuhan locks down 1 million people after detecting 4 COVID cases. And of course, this is with the fraudulent PCR test. Rand Paul demands information and answers after the NIH admits to redacting COVID-19 origins emails to prevent disinformation. Well, gee, why would the NIH, which with Fauci funded the development of COVID-19 by gain-of-function research with the communists and at Chapel Hill, why would they want to cover that up? Duh. Let's have some fun tonight. Here's a fun article. I'm sorry. Clicking on the wrong space. Now, as you know, we're getting what? Several million illegal aliens pouring through our southern border each year. I think it's about 2 million a year. But you'll love this story, folks. Tipping point. D.C. mayor calls for National Guard to indefinitely help with bust-in migrants. Tyler Durden, the 28th of July. With busloads of migrants arriving from Texas, the nation's capital, D.C., has reportedly reached a tipping point after just 4,000 of them, causing Mayor Muriel Bowser to request that the D.C. National Guard be activated indefinitely to help with the situation. NBC4's Mark Seagraves reports. Oh, it's okay to flood the red states with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. No problem. Oh, but as soon as Florida and Texas start bussing them into the blue areas, oh, let's call out the National Guard. And what the mayor of New York said about the situation was even more hilarious. I mean, hey, you wanted to be a sanctuary city, have at it, bro. Right? You're a sanctuary city. I open my door to everyone. So Marcy Graves from NBC4 tweeted this out. Breaking, D.C. Mayor Bowser requests D.C. National Guard activated indefinitely to help with migrant buses arriving in D.C., calling it a humanitarian crisis that has reached a tipping point with 4,000 migrants so far requesting DC Armory be used as a processing center. 4,000? I mean, what's that? One day's worth of people? Bowser's request comes a week after Fox 5 reported that migrants were overwhelming a group that are trying to help process the influx. Groups like Migrant Solidarity Network are there to welcome the buses and assist the migrants in getting to their destinations. But Bernard reports the groups are receiving little to no assistance from local and federal government. Bernard says some of the migrants he spoke with are hoping to get to other destinations. Some are hoping to stay in D.C. and find work. Others are trying to get back to Texas. In April, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced that Texas Division of Emergency Management would provide charter buses or flights to transport illegal migrants released into the U.S. by the feds to D.C. Abbott's order came in response to the lifting of Title 42 by the Biden administration, which was subsequently blocked by a Louisiana judge, which the Biden administration has appealed. A CDC order that was invoked in March 2020 under President Donald Trump to minimize the spread of COVID-19 by ensuring that only essential travel occurred at the U.S. borders. It directed that illegal immigrants could be quickly expelled back into Mexico as a pandemic precaution, rather than be processed under Title 8 immigration law, which is much more protracted process inside the United States. Meanwhile, 2 weeks ago, House Democrats adopted an amendment giving Bowser authority over the city's National Guard. As Trump advisor Stephen Miller said in response to the report, the tipping point for the country was Biden opening the borders to millions of illegal aliens from every corner, almost every country on the planet Earth. Nice. And they're doing the same thing in New York. They're freaking out. I'm going to read this. Hungry? The benefits of famine, according to central planners, by capitalist exploits. Hungry? Good, according to central planners. The folks over at the UN stopped destroying the world for a brief few minutes to publish a piece, snapshot below, justifying their behavior and explaining the benefits of famine they've engineered. I'm not making this up. Welcome to the United Nations. The benefits of world hunger. This is an actual United Nations published document. The benefits of hunger. We sometimes talk about hunger in the world as if it were a scourge that all of us want to see abolished, viewing it as comparable with plague or AIDS. But that naive view prevents us from coming to grips with what causes and sustains hunger. Hunger has great positive value to many people. Indeed, it is fundamental to the working of the world's economy. Hungry people are the most productive people, especially where there is a need for manual labor. We in developed. All right. Let's see if I can. Nah, I won't do that. Well, you get the gist, right? Well, what did it just do? You get the gist of what the author is. George Kent is a professor in Department of Political Science at Hawaii University, or University of Hawaii. He works on human rights, international relations, peace, development, and environmental issues, with a specific focus on nutrition and children. He has written several books, the latest, Freedom from Want. And he's saying famine is good. Have to read more. Maybe I'm just naive. The article remained on the UN website for a day or so before being deleted after it went viral on social media, with people horrified at the truly unbelievable evil. I'm not shocked. I know they're Illuminati. They're killers. They're killers. And they're in control. But as soon as we do our shadow work, we take back control. The good thing about this and that, as they continue with their predictive programming and NLP, seriously, look into both. It promises to blow your mind. More and more people wake from their trance. That's what's going on right now. That's why they're stepping up the Great Reset. That's why the tyranny is going off the chart. That's why the censorship is going off the chart. Because people are waking up. I mean, I was talking to somebody today, and, you know, gasoline has doubled in price. That means it's over 100% inflation. An avocado has doubled in price. That means 100% inflation. The cost of cooking oil, according to this one woman who was interviewed on a local TV station, has tripled in price. That's, what, 200% inflation, I believe. You have a doubling, and then, I think it's 200%. So, you know, math is not my strong suit. Well, if it doubles, let's say it's $1. Without knowing the figures that she's talking about, I probably wouldn't understand it. Once woken, they realize the incredible danger they're all in. And that is a good thing, because if you can't fight an enemy until you understand one exists. And on the ground, in the everyday world, the repercussions are now spilling over into the lives of Joe Sixpack. Yeah, they're telling you, oh yeah, it's 9.1% inflation. While a sheet of plywood costs $75. Who are you kidding? And I'm going to have to find an article on the Russians and the Chinese issuing a new global reserve currency based on commodities. So, you know, the dollar's already halfway dead. Now, because America has so much military power, everybody's scared of America. Hey, look at what they did to Libya. Look at what they did to Iraq. Iraq tried to sell, Saddam Hussein tried to sell his oil in euros, not dollars. He got invaded. He got killed. Gaddafi wanted to develop a gold denier currency to rival the dollar for the Arab and African nations. He got invaded and killed. Well, it doesn't take much of that for people around the world, especially what have we run in America since the 50s? I don't know, 60 coup d'etats, overthrow of duly elected democracies, like 60, so that our corporations could go in under a puppet regime we installed and rape the natural resources and abuse the working class of nations. Yeah. That's what we did. Killed 14 million people in the process. Bad karma, baby. America's got a lot of bad karma. Yeah. So Joe Sixpack is starting to feel the heat. Joe doesn't really care to hear about the United Nations sustainability agenda. Or about the Absolute Zero Report. Zero carbon, zero COVID, zero you. Which details very clearly and precisely what is taking place right now. None of this is an accident. Contrary to what many think, was or is, incompetence is neither. The Great Reset requires a populace beholden to the government and nobody else. As the central planners pursue their agenda of getting there, this is bound to be fraught with an awakening and a lot of angst. And so, while Joe Sixpack doesn't understand most of any of this, he does actually need to. What Joe does care about is when he can't afford groceries and when his electricity bill now suddenly wipes out his entire annual disposable income. And that is enough to provide both pushback and an increasing ability to awaken to the horrors of what comes for him if this communist agenda masquerading as a plan to save us from climate change is not stopped in its tracks. Well put. And with this realization will come politicians, many who themselves are parasites, but doing what comes naturally to them, sensing a shift in the winds and rushing to get in front of it, champion it, and gain support. Here, take a look. According to France 24, Giuseppe Conte, the head of Five Star, said, "I have a strong fear that September will be a time when many families will face the terrible choice of paying their electricity bills or buying food. We are absolutely willing to dialogue, to make our constructive contribution to the government, to Draghi, but we're not willing to write a blank check." Yeah, nice. Let them starve and let him freeze to death. Good. He's not wrong, of course, but this is a thug who went gleefully along with all the COVID BS, which itself is a massive contributor to the problems of our proverbial Joe now faces. Take a gander at this chart. German 1 year forward baseload electricity euros per megawatt hour. Whoa! That can't be true. That's amazing. Whew. Why? I think they're lying about the 9.1% inflation. And then in the consumer price index and in the EU, European Union, they say it's 8.6%, the inflation rate for the first time in the history of the Eurozone is 8.6%. Oh, but let's take a look at German electricity bills. Okay, we have a megawatt hour. How many euros does a megawatt hour cost in Germany? Well, beginning of 2021, it was 50 euros. Beginning of 2021, it was 50, approximately. Yeah, I'm reading that. It spiked up in January 22 to about 330 euros. What is it today? From 50 euros in January 21 to 343 euros in July of 22. So what are we talking here? We're talking a year and a half. The price has doubled, and then it's doubled again, then it's doubled again, and gone up 50%, right? I mean, we're talking what? I can't even calculate this. I mean, over 300% inflation, easily. Well, a lot more than that. I mean, the price has flopped. I mean, I can't say 600%, can I? But, you know, it was 50 euros a year and a half ago, and now it's 343. Yeah, but inflation is 8.6%. You can trust the government. Would a bunch of communists and Satanists lie to you? Pfft, honestly, I don't know what's wrong with you people. And this is saying something because, as you know, the way they measure the CPI, of course, is complete hogwash and roughly half the real rate. You can check out John Williams' Shadowcast, where inflation in the U.S. is calculated based on methodology used back in the 80s, pre-fraud. It just hit 17.3%. That's a tad more than the 9.1% they print. They just tried to bullshit you with. Whoops. Well, 17%, Mr. Williams, when the price of gasoline is doubling, when the price of electricity is quadrupling? Really? So Biden, supposedly, according to Alex Jones, is about to do, and he's going to announce in the next couple of weeks, a executive order climate emergency because of climate change. And he's going to ban all drilling of oil and gas and all exports of oil and gas. Basically, he's going to shut down the energy industry that runs the economy. I mean, if he tries to do this, I mean, everybody's just going to go, what? And then we're going to find out what the 5G network is really all about. Huh? Why do we have 5G? And it was developed by the Pentagon as a weapon? I don't like what I'm seeing. The other thing Joe cares about is when the government, under the guise of saving the planet, begins the process of stealing up to 50% of the farms in the Netherlands. Speaking of land of the tall people, beef herd should be culled to help meet emissions targets. Under a ridiculous narrative of reducing nitrogen emissions, the Dutch government is proceeding with a blatant land grab of 30% of the farmland. It is worth pointing out that air is 78% nitrogen. These fuckwits have literally decided that air is dangerous. Anyway, the farmers are having none of it and have blocked roads, airports, and distribution centers. Fishermen have joined in and blocked the ports. Domestically, the Dutch farmers have massive support. Gratefully, people seem to intuitively understand that without them, there would be no food. The propaganda is no longer having the desired effect on the populace. What a shame. And of course, the Biden administration, since its inception, told U.S. farmers, if you want subsidies this year, don't plant any crops, and we'll pay you 1.5 times your normal subsidy, as long as you don't plant. I mean, it gets a mention every now and then, but when you wake up one day and the shelves are empty, you're going to know why. It's government Great Reset policies, okay? You know, like shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline. Government communist policy. Well, you have to destroy the old system in order to bring the new communist system in. Right? Every day, a few more people wake to reality. And once you wake, you can't unsee what you've seen. The existing political party's credibility is severely damaged. I've thought for some years now that if there is to be a shift, it will likely come from third parties. This is true across the Western world and not uniquely a Dutch thing. The farmer citizen movement in Netherlands is now gaining momentum and size faster than any other. Oh, good. Oh, and the main parties are taking a nosedive. Maybe Uncle Klaus Schwab can help them. He's a good Nazi. Over in France, the Marxist agenda gathers momentum too. France plans full nationalization of power utility EDF. France will fully nationalize EDF, Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne said on Wednesday, in a move that would give the government more control over a restructuring of the debt-laden group while contending with European energy crisis. Now, France has a huge amount of nuclear power for their electric. And where do you get nuclear uranium? Russia, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Russia and former Soviet republics. And, all Putin has to say is, boo, right? Turn the lights out. Here's a quote by Henry Kissinger. Control oil and you control nations. Control food and you control the people. Until they find those 50,000 stainless steel guillotines FEMA ordered. Right, Henry? It is at this point that we should review a little history. The last head of the European government to be killed or eaten by a mob was Dutch Johan de Wilt in 1672, who was mutilated, hung, and his liver roasted and digested by the Orangists in The Hague. Well, there's nothing like a little cannibalism to top a revolution off, I always say. Now, did they roast his liver with garlic? I don't know. Perhaps onions. Liver and onions is rather popular. Davos man deserves at least as much. In the meantime, Europeans are going to be cold and hungry. The winter is just a few short months away now. The stampede will begin in earnest for food and all those banned products like fertilizer. And speaking of fertilizer, did you see the wonderful train derailment in Canada where 46 boxcars loaded with fertilizer crashed and destroyed? Well, I'll be back for the second hour. This is Jay Parker on The Center Path.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hey. Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet. I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
And we're back. This is Jay Parker on The Center Path on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. It's Thursday, July 28th. 2022. I know I'm a little bit slow tonight. I'm on my 17th hour of the day, and I'm shot. But I'm hanging in there. You know, Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan trying to stir up the Chinese. So, you know, everything's fine. heaven help us. But really, I mean, inflation is probably, you know, 75 to 100% in America right now. I mean, I'm looking at the chat room and somebody put in here, they bought a kayak paddle for $30 and it's now $60. So, I'm just saying that, you know, I don't know why they cut his liver out. Maybe they were hungry. Oh, jeez. Oh, boy. Now, somebody just posted a YouTube that says that a dirty bomb was defused in New York City. And there's a great debate whether, you know, if you're eating someone's liver, do you drink Chianti or red? Definitely not a white wine kind of thing. Well, back to Zero Hedge and some of this wonderful insanity that's going on in the Netherlands. I never heard that story. Of course, they don't. The masters don't like to advertise when the slaves rise up and say "FU2." Our fertilizer positions have had a powerful pullback from their rising from the ashes. Remember, we started buying these back in 2018. Wow. Now, if you look at this, recently, I would say looking at this chart, long-term prospect, is a good question to ask yourself. Is the food crisis over or just getting started? Now, 15 million people are going to starve this year in addition to the, you know, I think it's 25 million that starve in the world every year. More cannon fodder. Now, consider it's currently... All right, well, he's getting into talking about, jeez, this is really getting technical, financially. Sorry about that. Wow. The prices of oil and corn are just through the roof. Oh, boy. This is without geopolitical tensions, of which we have a plethora, all adding to food insecurity. To make matters worse, people with mental illnesses have been put in charge of, well, everything. Here's America's representatives at the French ambassador's residence last week. Two trans people. I mean, you know, if you're an adult and you feel the need to go trans, that's fine. Just leave the children and the animals alone. Enough said, huh? Now, to be clear, I don't care if you're gender confused, self-identify as a teapot, and like putting on a frock, even though you've got testicles. But these are not behaviors that are consistent with a mentally healthy individual. To suggest otherwise is simply stupid. And I have to say, when I look at, you know, male homosexuality in America, I'd have to say, you know, 50% is not organic, but is a result of sexual abuse. And believe me, I've read plenty of books that back up what I'm saying. 50% of the children in California now consider themselves homosexual or trans. How did that happen? 2022, 50% of the children in California now say they are homosexual or trans. Could have anything to do with the Hollywood stars raising their children in a trans fashion. Back to the MOR. He's talking about world fertilizer prices, and it's very technical. Somewhat of an advertisement for a fund that they're running. Yeah, I like that Texas is shipping the illegals out of Texas. Send them to New York City. Send them to Philadelphia. I mean, just break the backs of all these demon rats that are allowing, you know, the flood of these illegal aliens. And the only reason they're coming here is it's America. I mean, even you have to be realistic. I mean, what's the average? I mean, back in 2006, I was working on a restaurant, and I helped this guy build 1, 2, 3 restaurants. And his entire prep staff was illegal aliens from Mexico. And he paid them cash, $700 a week. And I mean, they worked like 12 hours a day or something. I mean, they certainly they're making like $10 an hour, working 70 hours a week. I think that's about right. They're making about $10 an hour cash. And it might have been less than that. Might have been $8 an hour. But the thing is, in Mexico in 2006, you know, an average worker in the boonies was getting paid $5 a day. Well, across to America, you're getting paid, you know, $100 a day. You know, just being a low-wage cash worker. Well, that equals 20 days for an average Mexican. And I knew this one guy that worked as a prep cook for this restaurant for like 10 years. And when he had a day off, he would go work for somebody else. And he was sending money home to his family, and he was saving money. And after 10 years of busting it, and I'm talking about these guys would rent a house and they'd get bunk beds and they'd have four guys in a bedroom. And they'd rent like a 3-bedroom house and have 12 guys living there. Well, you split your rent between 12 people and your bills. You know, it's pretty cheap. Uncomfortable? Yeah, I would say so. No privacy. But compared to what their future was in Mexico, they were here getting paid 20 times more than they were making in Mexico. And I'm sorry, but the majority of Mexicans, both in construction and in kitchens that I've seen in Philadelphia, because this one area of Mexico once a couple people came up like 10 years ago, they kept more and more from this one town and this one area. You know, they all knew each other. And they formed quite a network here in Philadelphia. But in construction work and in restaurant work, I never in years heard one bad thing about these illegal Mexican immigrants. Hardworking, honest, conservative, salt of the earth. That doesn't mean the scum of the earth is not coming over. Always has, always will. I mean, from Ireland and Italy in the 19th century, some very well-known mafioso and thugs came to America and set up crime families. But the vast majority of people that came just wanted a better life. But this one guy from Mexico that worked and sent money back to his family and worked 7 days a week for 10 years, he saved up enough money and he opened up his own restaurant in Mexico. And his family has land now and they have a good life. He saved his entire family. And we're talking about relatives too. Okay? This guy had a plan to get his family out of abject poverty. And he was going to sacrifice 10 years of his life to make it happen. And he did. I'm just saying that, you know, yeah, we're getting the scum of the earth, but we're also getting some great people, too. Oh, boy. This is exciting. The Biden administration to unveil reformulated booster shots in September. Boy, more worthless, dangerous drugs from Pfizer. I'm so excited. I can't wait to have a stroke. Biden administration is aiming for a mid-September rollout for the reformulated Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 booster shots. After both companies promised they would be able to deliver doses by then, according to the New York Times, citing people familiar with the deliberations. The new versions are expected to perform better against the now dominant yet far more mild than Delta BA5 Omicron subvariant. Though the Times notes that the data on the reformulated shots is still preliminary. As such, federal officials have decided not to expand eligibility for the next round of existing boosters this summer, which have only been approved for Americans over 50. Or those over the age of 12 who have immune deficiencies. And of course, the shot, the mRNA shot, is well known for actually destroying whatever's left of your immune system. What did the English scientist say? After 6 weeks of two Pfizer shots, the immune system was 16% of what it was previously. So if you want and need an 84% reduction in your body's immune system, I'd say get jabbed today. All right? Dr. Fauci, here he comes. As such, federal officials have decided not to expand the booster eligibility. Dr. Fauci, interestingly enough, apparently didn't get his way. As the Time reports, he was pushing for more of the current vaccine to go into the arms before the reformulated version is ready. Yes, he wanted more graphene oxide in people. Wanted to keep that nanotech terror storm going. In internal deliberations, some senior health officials argued that the eligibility for the second booster should be broadened before the reformulated version is ready because the coronavirus infections are on the rise again. Dr. Anthony S. Fauci, the president's chief medical advisor, and Dr. Ashish K. Jha, the White House pandemic response coordinator, both advocated that position. They both wanted more of the old shot. Yeah, the one that has 1,200 side effects. Because they care about you. I think there should be flexibility and permissiveness in at least allowing a second booster for younger Americans, Fauci told the Times earlier this month. Oh, you mean young Americans that have a 99.98% of recovery? Those young Americans? Man's a mass murderer. I mean, he proved it with the whole AIDS thing. I mean, he's a Jesuit Illuminati warlock monster. And if you haven't gotten JFK Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, I mean, what are you waiting for? I mean, it's not going to be like one of Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton's books that can even pick up at Costco for 98 cents. It's a well-written, well-researched book that'll probably hold its value for years. So I know you're waiting for it to, you know, be in the bins at Costco, but I don't think it's going there. The FDA and the CDC, however, said the government should concentrate on fall campaign for the reformulated doses as long as they were ready for prime time, disregarding the typical decade or so of development and safety testing for most vaccines, of course. Of course. Yeah, it's a crisis emergency. Because we say so. It's the flu. Both Pfizer and Moderna have said millions of doses would be ready by mid-September, so regulators made the call to wait for those shots. All adults are expected to be eligible for the updated boosters. While children could be eligible as well, according to insiders. Gee, I wonder why there's a shortage of children's caskets right now in America. I can't seem to get a handle on that. According to the Biden administration, anyone eligible for shots now should just get them as opposed to waiting for the fall. Despite the reduced efficacy against Omicron versus the original strains it was developed for. Yeah, this is never going to end. Why did they gain-of-function pick coronavirus? Because it's a common cold. It's the flu. It's been here for a billion years. It's going to be here for a billion more. Even if the human race gets exterminated, coronavirus will still be here. So, it was the perfect Big Pharma scam. Because they can keep year after year, oh, we've got a new formulation for you. Let's mandate this. The whole thing's a fraud. There are books out detailing it. In the COVID-19 genome, it's a patented sequence, patented by Moderna in 2017. It is 3 trillion to 1 that it naturally occurred. It was a gene splicing bioweapon, gain of function, period, end of story. The Times notes that deaths from COVID-19 are still heavily concentrated among older age groups, while hospitalizations remain well below the peak of the Omicron wave last winter. One concern was assuming that people did not get a booster, now followed by another with the updated formulation, too soon after officials worried that, especially for young men, two boosters in close succession might elevate the risk of rare heart-related side effect, myocarditis, that has been linked to both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. You mean all the sports people that are dropping dead? It's a sudden adult death syndrome. We don't know what is causing it. For other reasons, immunologists warn against receiving booster shots in short intervals. I warn against getting anything in the mRNA gene editing. I mean, it's transhumanist. You got to be out of your mind. I mean, it's a suicide. I mean, it's playing Russian roulette. It really is. If you can't get a vaccine shot August 1st and get another vaccine shot the 15th of September and expect the second shot to do anything, you can't get a vaccine shot August 1st and get another vaccine shot September 15th and expect the second shot to do anything, said La Jolla Institute of Immunology virologist Shane Cotty. You've got so much antibody around. If you get another dose, it won't do anything. The antibodies stop that next dose from working if the next dose is administered too early. Well, that's not Pfizer's concern because they just want to make money. And that's not the politicians' concern because they just want some of the money Pfizer makes. It will be interesting to see how many people actually get booster shots, given the federal officials are already concerned over the public's patience with additional shots. According to the Times, which notes that the number of people getting the jab has been dropping more with each one offered, to the point where fewer than 30% of eligible Americans have elected to receive a second booster, which would be their fourth total shot. You gotta be kidding me, right? Could you imagine taking four mRNA shots? To accomplish the rollout, the Department of Health and Human Services made an advance purchase of 105 million doses of Pfizer's reformulated offering for $3.2 billion, with the possible fall deployment in mind. A similar agreement with Moderna is expected soon. Very weird. Oh, boy. Of Europe banned water fluoridation. Why? Because it's not safe. And people are waking up to the World Economic Forum. And I keep posting the Jimmy Dore show. And he does these snippets of his show where, you know, they're about 10 minutes long. Generally speaking. Hey. Yes, he's a socialist and a left-winger. But, you know, the people he has on, like Aaron Maté and... Am I okay there? All right. Just truth tellers. I mean, it's just the same as a redacted show on YouTube. I mean, just telling the truth about world politics and such. I mean, Zelensky and his wife just did a photo shoot for Vogue. Wisconsin Supreme Court cannot decertify the 2020 presidential election results, according to reports. Well, I mean, it's just, this is going to court. Uh-oh. Well, I'll read this from, I think it's from Reuters, which is owned by the Rothschilds, so you know it's good. Wisconsin's Supreme Court cannot decertify 2020 presidential election results, according to reports. Well, who's reporting this? Cannot invalidate President Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory in the state. The Associated Press and the Washington Post, not Illuminati CIA shills there, report constitutional scholars, meaning the Illuminati, and nonpartisan legislative attorneys told the outlets that it would be legally impossible for the court to decertify the election after Biden's inauguration. Experts also say that multiple reviews and legislative audits have shown no evidence of widespread voter fraud and have upheld Biden's win as legitimate. Boy, there's some gaslighting propaganda for you, huh? Yummy, yummy. In the tummy. I mean, how can people even read this nonsense? Far beyond me. Well, Tucker Carlson did a recent report about the adverse reactions from the vaccine. You think there's a problem, Tucker? I mean, millennials, 25 to 45, their all-cause mortality rose to 83, rose 83%. I mean, I can't believe this stuff, but Twitter freezes people's account when they simply retweet and show news that's actually accurate. It's amazing. Elon Musk demands, where is the client list? Shouldn't at least one of them go down? I mean, really, the biggest child trafficking sex exploitation network worldwide, you know, one of the biggest, was Jeffrey Epstein, Little St. James Island, the Lolita Plane. I mean, we're talking about 20 years of criminal activity. And not one client? Not one client? What happened to the safe full of DVDs and videos and audios and evidence that Epstein was blackmailing people with? Oh, that's right. The FBI had it, but they lost it. You know, that chain of custody stuff. You know, that's really only in TV shows. Pelham, the European Digital ID app, is the ultimate tool to introduce the World Economic Forum social credit system. Every aspect of your life will be controlled by the government. So true. Here's a nice picture of George Carlin. The real reasons we can't have the Ten Commandments in the courthouse. You cannot post, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not lie, in a building full of lawyers, judges, and politicians. It creates a hostile work environment. Here's an interesting meme. These are the images from February 2011 when 100,000 Democrats stormed the Wisconsin state capitol and occupied it for 2 weeks. Democrat leaders told us this is what democracy looks like. When Trump supporters do it, the Democrats call it an insurrection, sedition, and a coup. It's a very interesting screenshot here from England. Thank you for contacting Yorkshire Water. We appreciate your feedback. Is there anything else we can help you with? Yeah, can you explain to me why £3 a month can supply water to a village in Africa, yet my bill is £37 a month, and it's me and my missus? Well, good question. Dr. James E. Olson, people made a big mistake by blindly letting others dictate to them what to wear or put in their body, in my opinion, because what they learned is that they can break the will and spirit of the majority of people. I feel that precedent could lead to dangerous consequences. Yeah, if they can force you to have an experimental vaccine, mRNA, jab with no safety studies, and then force you to wear a mask, and there's no pushback, even though it's completely illegal and against the Nuremberg Code, I mean, the Nuremberg Code is a signed treaty. It is law internationally. I mean, after World War II, I think practically every nation on Earth signed it. Because of all the atrocities that the Nazis did in the concentration camps. And one of the largest, biggest tenets in the Nuremberg Code is you cannot force any medical procedure on an individual. They have bodily autonomy. They cannot be forced to have an injection or a surgery or this, that, and the other thing. Medically, they can say no to the government. There's no if, ands, or buts about this. It's the law. But obviously, we live in lawless times. CBCH thought this was spot on. Quote, the public not only doesn't ask serious questions, but has been conditioned and trained to mock, shame, marginalize those who do. Hey, that's the way we've always done it. Radio Geneva. Dutch farmers are not joking. Blocks in progress with sand, waste, hay bales, and manure on highways. A1 in Bathman, A12 in Bunnik, A30 in Edy, A35 in Hengelo, A50 in Apeldoorn. Actions in progress, other areas of the Netherlands. Many farmers are heading to Den Haag. And nice little video of the giant piles of poo-poo on the road. Well, that's what protesting's all about. I mean, people got to wake up to the fact that, you know, these corporate mafiosi want to steal everything. I mean, you know, you got $50 billion. You know, put your feet up, take a break. Nah, can't do it. Got to get more. This is a picture from I Love History on my Twitter. Farmers arrest the sheriff who was attempting to evict a woman from her farm on behalf of an insurance company. Michigan, 1952. This exempt property from seizure. This is a widow's homestead. And you know, during the Great Depression, when bankers would come to sheriff's sale, you know, for closed farms, well, all the farmers in the area would show up with their guns. Hallelujah for the guns. And, you know, the crowd would bid to buy the farm. Needless to say, nobody was bidding against the farmers. And so they were able to buy back the majority of foreclosed properties for squat. See, that's what we have to do. It's called unity. Hey, here's a little meme from Mike Rowe. His TV show is Dirty Jobs. We're churning out a generation of poorly educated people with no skill, no ambition, no guidance, and no realistic expectations of what it means to go to work. Yeah, just entitlement. Without papers pizza. The main argument I hear from the jabbed refuting vaccine injury is that they haven't experienced any injuries, therefore the vaccine injury doesn't exist. I am unjabbed and have never contracted COVID, therefore COVID doesn't exist. Here's a man of memes, and Jesse Kelly, D.C., put this out. So much of where we are now is because Barack Obama spent 8 years packing every level of the government with communist saboteurs. He put all those pieces in place. They kneecapped Trump's presidency from within. Absolutely, but also Trump is a chump. Without Trump not standing up to the false charges of him being a racist. I mean, Donald Trump was the number one financial supporter of Reverend Jesse Jackson when he ran for president. You know, so if Donald Trump is a racist, how come he was Jesse Jackson's number one financial backer? You want to explain that to me? And then you have Trump got the Ellis Island Award, which is an award for helping minorities. Immigrants, minorities. Let's see, there was Rosa Parks, Elie Wiesel, the Jewish guy, Muhammad Ali, two other people, I believe. But there's a great picture of like five of them in that year's Ellis Island Award. And there's Donald Trump standing next to Muhammad Ali, next to Rosa Parks. And they're all smiling, all five of the people. How come Donald Trump, you know, didn't do the 9 o'clock news and say, hey, look at this picture. Look at my Ellis Island Award. Look at me and Jesse Jackson. Look at me and Mike Tyson. I mean, everybody loved Donald Trump. Then he ran as a Republican, and they hated him. But, you know, if you think that Trump's not playing along with this whole divide and conquer thing, and maybe he isn't, but I have to say that the people around him advising him, I mean, people tried to get him to start his own YouTube channel where he could just give talks like fireside chats as to who he is and what he really stands for. You know, break down his policies. He wouldn't do that. And, I really think it hurt the America First movement. Chick from Ontario. Exciting things happening. A group of fellow employees and I are bringing litigation against the city for the loss of our jobs. Going to get all damages, loss of wages, until retirement benefits, pension, pain and suffering. Going to be a news conference. Can't wait to show you all. Senator Michael Rooley. The Chinese Communist Party has no right to buy farmland in the United States of America. Oh, I said it was 46 train carriages derailed in Canada full of fertilizer. It's actually 43. Tons and tons of fertilizer gone. Casey DeSantis, the governor of Florida's wife, speaking on behalf of a lot of moms across the state, we do not want our children exposed to inappropriate sexualized content. Full stop. Jason, I'm a fourth generation farmer, which makes my kids the fifth. We are not afraid of drought, debt, grasshoppers, hail, bumper crops, or poor crops. Blizzards, climate, or markets. What I am afraid of is Trudeau. Are you afraid of a tyrant? Don't mind me, folks. I will get through this. I'm looking. Boy, I'm really excited about live streaming. I'm even thinking of live streaming my radio show here on Revolution Radio. And then having, you know, on social media, have the live stream play, and then, you know, on the banner for the show, just say, click here and go to Studio B for sound. And that way people could actually see me do the show. They might like that. And if I get good with the software, I could probably show people, you know, a lot of memes and stuff and pictures. Could be pretty good. That's weird. Ah, clickbait. Oh, I'm just hanging in there, folks. But, you know, the streaming is coming along. I have to learn the software, but it won't be too long. And I'm going to go through all my EFT phraseology and check it out in Audacity and reverse speech to make sure it doesn't have any bad subliminal stuff in it. Because the subconscious listens to your language backwards, understands it both forward and backwards. That's why when Obama was running in 2012, he was talking about, yes, we can. Now, if you play that backwards in an audio program, it sounds like, thank you, Satan. So there he is, presidential theme and motto is, yes, we can. But the Illuminati, which is famous for doing reverse magic, and that's what that is. It's thank you, Satan, in reverse. Try it for yourself. Yeah, chemtrails are the most important and direct threat to life on planet Earth. And if you haven't been to geoengineeringwatch.org and you know, posted some of his stuff on your social media recently, you should. Because only about 25% of the American people even know chemtrails are out there or what they're doing. Even though the CIA director admitted to it in front of the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, that's all for me. I'll see you on Saturday. This is Jay Parker for The Center Path on Revolution Radio.